This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And we talk about that word a lot, community, and over the last few weeks, that word has really taken on a different tone as our community faces this coronavirus pandemic together. And we've seen responses running the gamut. We've done daily news on how our community is reacting to it, how it's affecting our community. But we are so proud to be able to be part of this On the Ground Ipsy project because it gives us even more perspectives on what's happening in our community as this pandemic continues. And as a lot of us stay at home, some of us can't stay at home, but it's had an impact on schools, on businesses, on people, individuals. And this week, it sounds like Sarah Rigg, the project manager, welcome. Hi, I should say hello to you first before we just jump in here. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Patrick.
Sarah, you focused on how this was affecting a pretty wide variety of businesses in our Ypsilanti community. So first off, let's get the business out of the way. We can find you at concentratemedia.com. And remind me again, it's Concentrate Media on all the various social medias except for Twitter, which is ConcentrateA2.
That's right.
Wow, I remembered this time. All right. And just out of curiosity, before we dive into the guest that you've brought with you today, I know you focused on several different businesses, and one caught my eye right off the bat. This is kind of the quintessential how we view our community, a business that was struggling and decided to focus on a nonprofit mission and kind of expand that. So before we talk to your guest, give me a little bit about that particular business.
Yeah, so I did interview six different small business owners in Ypsilanti or Ipsy Township, and one of the ones I talked to was Khadija Wallace, who is the owner of Joyful Treats. Now, she's got two sides to it. She's got the for-profit catering side, Joyful Treats, and she uses the proceeds from that to fund Joyful Treats Community Development, which is her nonprofit side. And right now, of course, the catering side is shut down, so she just ramped up the charitable work she's doing through the nonprofit side of the business.
That's a very Ypsilanti community response. I think that mirrors a lot of what we see when people see a problem in our community. They step up and do what they can to try and help, and glad to hear that's going on. It wasn't all great news, though. There are a couple of businesses, including one prominent one that people may know of that has closed down completely. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Erie has gone out of business. I know the owner, we had reached out to her to talk to her, but she was just feeling emotionally very raw and didn't feel like she could talk to us about that. So that's pretty sad. A lot of other businesses that I'm talking to are hanging in there. Some of them have enough savings or they have a partner that can help them coast through. Other ones are just finding creative ways to stay in business. I was like surprised at how many local businesses are delivering beer right now, for instance. I don't know if we mentioned that in the article. But, or they're finding ways to offer services online or shipping things to people or delivering where they didn't used to deliver before. So definitely a lot of scrambling to find creative solutions right now.
And who did you bring with you today as a guest to talk with us on this segment?
I brought Mara Evenstar, who is the owner of Evenstar's Chalice. It's a metaphysical gift shop in downtown Ypsilanti.
Hi, Mara. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're holding in there. We're very proud to be informing our community, and we're happy to be talking with you today as a member of our community. So tell us a little bit about your business when things are normal. What do you do there?
Well, when things are normal, as she mentioned, we're a metaphysical or a spiritual gift shop, but we're more than that. We have products to really support people along their spiritual path, but also a lot of things for your home or your body. So we have jewelry and home goods. But we're very well-rounded, too, because we're really on a mission to create community and to support people along their paths. And so we have also services that are available so people can come in for one-on-one guidance. There's readers there and practitioners that are healers. And then we also have events where we have classes and workshops and sometimes gatherings. So it's really community focused. A lot of it is about the experience when you walk in the door. And we have just been so embraced by the community. We opened up in 2017 in the summer, so we're still fairly new. But we have just been feeling so blessed to be welcomed so much by the community.
So obviously things right now are not anywhere near normal. Tell us about the last few weeks. How have things been going there?
Yeah, well, we closed our doors to the public on March 19th, just a little bit before the shutdown order. The retail, the product side, is pretty much at a halt. We were doing some scrambling at the very beginning, trying to get some e-commerce solutions up. But really what we're doing is settling into the wanting to have solidarity with our community, wanting to support. And most e-commerce solutions that we could come up with, you know, had fulfillment sides to them, which also meant that we were going out for non-essentials and also putting more burden on the postal piece. So we're truly trying to stay in the spirit of helping to keep people safe.
So what is your business model now? What are you doing in the community to kind of stay present?
So we have moved a lot of our things online as much as possible, especially the engagement piece. So any of the events or classes that we have that would easily translate to online, we have done that. So we're either holding them via video conferencing or via like Facebook Live. So we're using the social media parts pretty heavily. And we also just started the YouTube channel, which we've been talking about for like 2 years, and now had the time and have that up and running. Still a big learning curve on that one. But we really want ways to stay connected with the people in the community and then also offer the inspiration and support that we know that we did when our doors were open.
You know, it's interesting that we've heard from a lot of people that notion of this is something we've been wanting to do for a year or 2 years or forever. It sounds like this has prompted some change and maybe some things that'll stick past the end of this crisis.
Yeah, I think so, and I hope so. I mean, we didn't move to e-commerce on purpose in the beginning. It just wasn't part of our strategy because we really were focused on the face-to-face. But we had hoped that at some point, you know, we might have, you know, some of that going. And so, yeah, this is kind of forcing our hand in some areas, making us be creative and helping us to rethink some things.
So what has the response been like from the community so far?
Well, it's actually been pretty great. That first week when we closed our doors, we got a lot of outreach. We had people calling us wanting to do phone orders and doing pickup, and so we were managing to do that. And then one of the things that we got online was the ability for people to buy gift certificates to the store, and so they have been taking advantage of that. But a lot of people just reaching out online, giving me calls, dropping emails, wanting to know how they can support, how they can stay connected, and it's been really lovely.
So if people wanted to find you, where are you at on the web?
We're at evenstarschalice.com.
Okay. And thank you so much for staying a part of the community. You know, do you see that anything else might be coming down the line, any other offerings or changes, or is this kind of the course you're going to be on as we're headed through this pandemic?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on how long, right, this stretches out. I mean, we are okay in the moment, but the longer that this goes, of course, the danger we're in of having to actually close the brick and mortar portion.
Right.
And so a lot of it just really depends on the length of time and, you know, what we may need to let go of and what we may need to really embrace next in order to adapt.
Mara, thank you so much for sharing your individual story. Sarah, it seems like, like you said, you had talked to about a half dozen different business owners out there. The responses were, as we talked about earlier, kind of run the gamut. One thing that really stuck with me was that social aspect, and I think Mara hit on it a little bit,
yeah.
You know, how much people are missing just each other.
Yeah. Definitely. It was interesting because when I was talking to the business owners, I thought, you know, I asked them, what can customers do to support you? And I thought they were going to say online sales, gift certificates. But actually, a lot of business owners said that gift certificates are a double-edged sword, that they're nice to provide income right now. But if people, once the restrictions are lifted, start using them all at once, that still means another month of no income for those businesses as, you know, people are using those gift certificates. The number one thing that I heard from multiple business owners is please stay in touch with us on social media. You know, tell your friends about us. Keep our name in front of people so people remember to support us when this is all over.
Well, and business owners, especially small business owners, they're people too, but they put so much of their lives and energy into these businesses. It's a giant hole that suddenly faces you each and every day, like so many of us with the stay-at-home restrictions or people that have lost their jobs or their livelihoods or just have to be home every day in isolation. It is incredibly separating from the community that you're used to being a part of each and every day. It's quite a shock, I think, to wake up in the morning and not know, hey, I'm not going to see my favorite customers each and every day.
That was especially true, I found, for the barbers and hairstylists I spoke to. They really, you know, tend to get regulars and build relationships with regular clients, and they're very much missing the clients.
All right, Sarah Rigg from Concentrate Media. This is On the Ground Ipsy on WEMU, and you can find her and all of her work at concentratemedia.com. Of course, we link all of that over at WEMU.org. Are we going to talk again next week?
As far as I know, I'm working on something about how local churches are coping with COVID-19. So I guess it's COVID-19 all the time, at least for the time being.
You know, I don't think there's anybody that's going to be complaining about getting more information about how our community is impacted, because this is having a significant impact on just about every person in our community. So, Sarah, thanks for being out there, and thanks for helping us keep our community informed. We really appreciate all the work that you do.
Yep. Thank you, Patrick. You take care.
This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. You can find more at WEMU.org.